So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taíno traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here. Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, so a couple of things. One is that with the Uvalde school situation, it's been just a horror show. So I just want to say that I know someone whose school wrote a letter home saying that we wanted to let you know as parents that a car drove by today, an SUV with kids or people, I don't even know it was kids, out the window shooting water guns at the students, shouting profanity. So when I first read it, I was like, oh, water guns. And I was like, oh my God, with the temperature and the state of what's just happened, that sounds horrific. Like, it's just, then you immediately think, well, what if it was real guns? And the school had to say, we looked at our security footage and it in fact is not real guns. And that freaked me out. And I was telling that to this woman who was doing my nails. And she said that at her school, that there was a kid who came in after the shooting with a BB gun. So that to me is, that's expelled. That I don't even think that's suspension. Like, we have to get really crazy because it's just not a risk we can take. And it freaked me out. And you want to like bubble wrap the school. And while if the school was too secure, that would freak out the kids. I don't even know that I care. You know, I just don't even know that I care. So it's just a crazy time. I just wanted to share that with you because it's all so heightened and terrible. And incidentally, because it is incidental compared to what's going on, Be Strong, my team was there. It's all private because obviously the people's privacy is very important. But we've given each family $5,000 that was raised. I know that funeral expenses have been taken care of and customized caskets and things like that. Jesus, horrible to even talk about. But just an extra $5,000 for I don't even know what. What the hell can I possibly say? There's no way to even tap into someone's tragedy and misery and healing. And it was just something that we could do before we knew that the funerals were being paid for. It is way less than a drop in the bucket. Okay, so I was awarded Reality Royalty Award by MTV. So I want to go through this whole thing with you because I want you to understand how these things go for me. So here's how it goes. I got an email like a couple of months ago, maybe, or definitely more than a month, about saying I was nominated for some award and I forgot about it. And then I was with my assistant in the car going somewhere and she said, you're not, they sent another email, you're nominated for an award. And I was like, is it? It's everything to me seems like it's not real. If it's being emailed to me, it seems like it's just not a real thing. I cannot explain it, or I forget things. Like, we're so crazy and so busy that just things that are important come through my email and I forget about them. And then things that aren't important, like my tailor coming today or the most stupid thing you could imagine, that I focus on because I only sweat the small stuff. It was literally the only sentence I ever had on a dating profile was, I only sweat the small stuff. It said my name. Didn't say what I did for a living. Didn't say long walks on the beach. It said Bethany or B, because I want to be private. B, my age. I only sweat the small stuff. So now we're going to get into that. So then my publicist says, well, no, there's like some event and something's televised and something else isn't and it's live and it's taped. And I don't hear what she's talking about. I never pay attention to anything until I'm actually there. So she then says, no, it's real. And they're giving you an award, like a Lifetime Achievement Reality Royalty Award. So I'm like, what is that? That sounds sort of cool, but like, it's me, so I think it's not real, or I don't even know what it means. So then she's like, no, it's a real thing. So I then think it's like a real thing. So then she says, who do you want to like announce you or whatever? So I didn't know who to think, like Ellen, The Rock, like, you know, people I know, people who are on the Jersey Shore, because they got the Reality Royalty Award for the first award ever given last year. And who knows? So then my publicist represents Paris Hilton. I used to nanny Paris Hilton. She seemed like the best fit. It has a narrative. I know her. And it's a nice, like, little story. So we are preparing for the event. And I don't borrow clothes, just as a rule. I don't want to owe anybody. I don't like to wear something if I can't keep it. It's just not my MO. But I had no time. This was like when I found out about this part of it, and then it was going to LA, and I was bringing Bryn. So I texted my friend Fernando Garcia, who is the head designer at Oscar de la Renta. He did Paris Hilton's wedding dress, which is extraordinary. And he's one of the only people that I would ever text just because I know them, like I have their numbers, would be Christian Siriano. And I think him, like, I don't know anybody else. And that's just like how I operate. I just said, great. So he sent five options. I picked the second one and we were off to the races. So he said they wanted to have it measured. They had someone come to my hotel room in between three appearances doing a book appearance. Someone came, or did my assistant measure me? No, I think, first they sent them a video of how big it was. It came back to me. My boobs were hanging out. Now I had to have it binder clipped. And the day before the event, I had to have one of my assistants go to any rando tailor, just like anybody at a dry cleaner. I wasn't even with the dress because I didn't have time. So this was like a shit show waiting to happen. So the dress came back. I tried it on for the first time in LA. It did fit. Yippee-ki-yay. That was amazing. I get to the event and it's at Barker Hangar. It seems like a big thing. It's all housewives. Like, it's a lot of housewives. So I didn't realize that it's, like, different than the other. I didn't know there were two MTV awards. Like, this is the unscripted awards. But the red carpet's really big. And now I'm thinking, like, I was thinking of having Ellen introduce me at the unscripted awards. Like, I didn't know where I was. And it's major, don't get me wrong. But, like, it was a different major. You know, and what's funny is that when I ended up watching the real MTV awards, I ended up thinking that our event seemed better than that event, because most of those people, I didn't even know who they are. That's just because maybe it's younger and this is my audience and whatever. But like, so I walk in and it was kind of a big deal. Like, they were making a big deal out of this award. Like, I was sort of like the guest of honor of this thing that became very real. And it was nice. Like, and I, you know, my makeup was good, but it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. So I was trying to get their person that's just sitting there just to do people's touch-ups, like helping me with the makeup 5 seconds before. And I felt a little shoddy because my shoes I bought online, and they were these beautiful shoes with butterflies, and I have long toes, and they were already hanging over the front, but these were half size too small. But I had to buy them. I had no choice. I bought them days before, shipped them overnight. They came the day before. My feet were like hanging on the pavement. I was like Fred Flintstone with my feet under the car, like as the engine. It was just, but I I'm getting my touch up at the last minute. But, you know, I had lip gloss in my bag, but I wasn't like, Paris has like a makeup hair person with her doing touch ups every second. And if I had known how like everything we were doing was on TV, I think I would have also. So I wrote my speech, which I'll read to you. I'll read it to you maybe today, maybe another day if we don't have enough time. But I wrote my speech and I went backstage and the prompter person said, it's the best speech of the night. It's the only speech I didn't write, which was kind of cute and sweet and snarky and funny. But I was the only person who wrote my own speech at the unscripted event because everyone had their speech written. But it was all housewives. Kyle, Kathy Hilton, Garcelle, Lisa Rinna, Erica Jane, you know, like a lot of people. Tamara was very, very lovely, nice. I was in this touch-up moment, so I said hi to her. And I'm always being aware that I'm still on the show, that I'm like not being friendly enough and not being complimentary and like saying everything about everyone's outfit. But I was getting ready for the thing. So Tamara was nice. Erica gave a little bit of a snub, you know, but I kind of get that because the way that there was like an interaction where the Housewives takes everything and makes it exponentially bigger, even if it's not. Like, I was on this podcast and I said that Dennis had told me about Erica's husband. I've never said a word about her, but Dennis did tell me about Erica's husband. I said it once this thing became relevant, and it became an issue for Kyle and Erica because it sort of made it like they knew, which I didn't know what was going on their show. So me adding one drop of water about something became this whole thing because me saying that I knew made it like on that show, did they know? But I didn't know about that because I hadn't watched the show. So you say one little thing and everything is like a big thing and you never know the undertones. But so then Erica recently was on Watch What Happens Live and Andy asked her about something with me or me knowing. And she said, I don't know, my guy's in a home and her guy's dead about Dennis, my ex, her guy's dead and my guy's in a home. And the audience went crazy thinking it was so crass and terrible. It was very thoughtless and it was like cold, but I didn't really care because she's not really in my world. And I don't mean that to be rude, but so she was at this event and she sort of gave like a weird, it was nothing. It was like literally an eyelash flutter when she saw me and I saw her. I didn't get up and say, hey, it was like, oh, what is that? What are we? But, you know, no shade, whatever. It just was what it was. If I hadn't said that thing and she hadn't said that thing, we would have been very friendly to each other. But, you know, all's fair and love and war and the Housewives, I guess, which I'm not even on. Okay. So Kathy's there and I used to work for Kathy and I don't know what's going on in the show. I don't know what's going on with her and anybody else. Like, I don't know if I'm a blood or a crypt, like what's going on with, you know, I just am in my life and was taking pictures. But apparently later this whole crazy thing happened while we were there because people were writing about it, about some, you know, rift between Lisa and Kathy. I mean, I think I said to Kathy at the table, I would say to Kathy, I would say to Kyle, like, get off the you don't need to be, you're Kathy Hilton. There's an allure and an elevation and you don't have to, I don't know what part of the season they're in or where she is, but like, you don't have to do this at all. Like, you don't have to do any of this. You don't have to do this. You don't have to be on a reunion. You don't have to do the show again. You don't have to do any of this. People like it. People want to do it, whatever. But when people get surprised at these horrific rifts happen, and I haven't been in the middle of any really horrific ones. Like, it's about Tom. It's not about Tom. You know, get a hobby. Like, life is not a cabaret. Like, okay. Not like crazy societal riffs. In the words of the prophet Caroline Manzo, and I may be paraphrasing, you hang out near a dumpster, you're going to smell like garbage. Like, there's a lot of garbage and it's unnecessary garbage at a certain level. I was part of the garbage. I love the garbage. I loved seeing everyone. But if you don't have to do that, then you shouldn't. And Carolyn Manzo is literally one of a teensy weensy tiny handful of people that have left the Housewives that wouldn't pay to be asked back. And I know that. That I know. There are very few. People who say they've left have gotten fired. That's a fact. 9.9 out of 10 of the people who have left have gotten fired. And other people who have not been fired and left also want to go back. Carolyn Manzo is not in that group. Carolyn Manzo is in the Bethany Frankel group.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico or Puerto Rico. My accent's not the best, but I'm trying. But I know Puerto Rico well. I've been there so many times. Be Strong has done so many missions after Hurricane Maria. It is more than just a name. It is a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island. The unique Boricua spirit infuses the island's culinary landscape with a one-of-a-kind passion and point of view unlike anywhere else. I love Puerto Rico. I've been there twice in the last year. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, so Meghan and Harry go to the UK for the Jubilee. It sounds horrible. The court of public opinion, and certainly the court of anyone who favors the royals, and certainly the court of UK and Great Britain, are not big fans. So now you've left the royal family. You have your reasons. You've stated them on international, international television for Oprah. And you are the impetus for this tell-all to a family that would like to be the most private family in the world. I mean, for the most part, they'd like to keep things private. So now we air all of the dirty laundry in a group that isn't that big, isn't that keen on airing dirty laundry. So, I mean, I don't have to be a fucking wizard to imagine that the in-laws aren't that happy. And so they're also the royals, so they mustn't be that happy. So now you've got the court of public opinion on you. The in-laws have the court of public opinion on them. So for some reason, everybody has decided that as family members, they're supposed to get along in some way. There's some sort of modicum of tradition that is supposed to be abided by, but I can't figure out why. Because any daughter-in-law that aired dirty laundry of their parents-in-law as normal people would be excommunicated from the church and extricated. So now take that to somebody famous. So I'm fairly well known. If I aired any laundry about my fiance's family in any way, in like not even like on television, just if anything ever got back that I said about the family at all, they're very private. That's a non-starter. Like that would be a massive problem. It'd be a disrespect. It'd be a boundary crosser. My fiance would be, it would be probably a deal breaker. Like he takes privacy very seriously. He takes code very seriously. Okay. So now they're just normal people. So now let's take it to the next level. I do that to my fiance, who's not a member of the royal family. One party here is a public person. I take it on television. I mean, there's no turning back from that. So now I take it on television, but his parents are public figures, the most public figures on the planet Earth. I take that. And by the way, I'm not saying stuff was said what is or isn't true. It's not my business. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know. But I do know that they're a public family. So now not only do Harry and Meghan want to save face, like they want to go there and act like everything's okay. But like when you put your hands in front of your eyes, doesn't mean that people can't see you. Like we saw what happened. Like we watched the tell-all. It's not like a shock that we're reading now that there was a chilly reception. They weren't standing on the main balcony. They weren't sitting in the front row. No shit, Sherlock. You fucking aired your dirty laundry of the most public family on the planet Earth. Like, are we shocked? It's amazing you were invited at all. And they were doing that because they have to save face. But like, I mean, I gotta believe that even if there were all these problems, like William and Kate are part of the machine too. They're a cog in the machine too. They play the game. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Don't hate the player, hate the game. They're playing by the rules, the whole nine yards. But just as a point blank matter, they had issues that they experienced that were real for them, that they aired on an international episode with the queen of all media herself, blowing up every single skeleton of the royal family, or many of. And now it's major news that they went to the UK and that they weren't sitting next to Will and Kate, and that the babies and families weren't blending, that birthday parties weren't blending. Like, Jane the nurse and Joe the mechanic are married, and they air the dirty laundry. I do not think that Jane and Joe are going to have a really great Christmas dinner. So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.